Absolutely drained of energy. I said, my God, I can't keep this up. It was something because I learn certain techniques. Before very long, I was able to go through a heavy surgery, and I know within minutes whether there was anything I could do. They didn't stop me listening. And then every now and then, you'd suddenly say, that's all wrong, and I'm going to fight it. And I remember getting the law changed once. This lad was called the Smiling Milkman. He was a very short-sighted young chap. And the only job he could get was with this milk float. The pensioners loved him because he always had a cheery word for them. Unfortunately for him, the milk float had a little electric motor in it. He couldn't go faster than 3 miles an hour. So they said he'd got to go through a new test. He'd drive his car. Obviously, he couldn't read a number plate at 30 yards. I took it up in the house. I was so angry. And I said to him, do you realise that my constituent can gallop round Blackburn in a pony and trap at 30 miles an hour, delivering his milk? Nobody could stop him. The law is an ass. And Marples, who was then Minister of Transport, climbed out and altered the law.
Not all constituents, however, appreciate their members' efforts. Diane Abbott thinks Londoners are particularly hard.
Standing it, Stephen's colleagues and constituencies outside of London are by and large relatively differential. Pleased to see their MPs and grateful to know it's other MPs they have to spend with them. London constituents, on the other hand, have what someone's called the shame syndrome. They all think they should do your job, and they all feel like it's better than you. And also because you're in London, they're in London, they expect to see you every evening.